Now it's time for another installment in our series, Brave New Workers, stories from people adapting to a changing economy.
I was a underground coal miner. Now I'm in paramedic school.
Free porn has completely killed the industry as we know it.
Do I still see myself as a cowboy? Yeah, I do, and I hope I always do.
This week's story comes to us from Alex Perry in Seattle, Washington. When Perry's first career took a nosedive, he had to find another job, but no one from his old life knows quite what to make of his new career.
They'll call me and say, "Alex, I heard this weird rumor about you." I go, well, what's that? They said, I heard you're a cat groomer. And I go, yeah, that's what I do.
That's right. You can groom a cat. And we'll hear what that entails in a few minutes. But first, let's talk about his old life. Perry used to make his living in construction. And until 2008, business was booming.
Well, just about anybody could get a loan, I think we all remember. And everybody was remodeling. It was a good time to be in construction. It wasn't all great. There are a lot of times when I was crawling through crawl spaces over, you know, rat feces and crawling through insulation. And I mean the old school insulation that when it gets on you, it just starts itching and it gets down your pants. Yeah. But the money was good. And I was young, so it didn't bother me. I think my favorite part of the whole thing was just kind of hanging out with the guys. You made a lot of friends. We were going out to dinner a lot, dirt bike riding. Everybody had a nice truck. It was good times. I started to get a feeling in about 2008. I was seeing that this whole housing bubble couldn't last forever, and this was the beginnings of things kind of starting to take a turn. It was definitely much harder to get jobs. I felt like I was working to make about $12 an hour for work that I used to get, you know, $50 to $60 an hour to do. It was very demoralizing. I think in 2011, I had talked to my business partner and we both said this wasn't worth it anymore. And we couldn't sell the company, so we just kind of sold off the assets. I just kind of quit everything. And for the first 2 weeks, it was absolutely wonderful. No more headaches, no more phone calls. But, you know, sitting home and watching TV in your underwear is only fun for so long. I would say about week four, I really kind of started to feel like a loser. And then I really started thinking hard about what I was going to do next. So I used to have this cat named Gizmo. She was beautiful. She was one of those cats that got by on her look. She was a silver Himalayan. One day, my neighbor was changing his motor oil, and she decided to go take a nap in the used motor oil pan. She was a mess. So I quickly had to find myself a cat groomer. So I found one, took her in there, they got her all scrubbed up, and I watched the process, and I was fascinated by it. And I started to think, hey, maybe I could do this for a living.
And cats, you always gotta watch for nipples. Some cats have really tall nipples, even the boys, so you gotta be careful about what angle you go so you don't nick the nipples.
My very first day, I was working on a big Maine Coon. I was washing him in the tub. Maine Coons are usually very nice. It's very rare that I get a mean Maine Coon, but this one decided to just bite me right in the gut. And I made the mistake of pulling away, and I got this big tear right in my belly. I really think the owner thought I would quit, but I didn't. Then I stuck with it for the full week. At the end of the week, the owner said, "Well, what do you think?" And I said, "I love it."
So that's just the rough shave. We aren't going for perfection here. We're just trying to get the majority of the hair off before we go in the bath.
The base price is $85, and that's for a bath and a groom. The bath and a groom, I clean the ears, clip the nails, express the anal glands, your cat gets a double shampooing, a complete brushing out. And when I say brushing out, it's not like anything anybody does at home. It looks like it's snowing cat hair in my grooming room. When I'm done, a comb will go through your cat like a hot knife through butter. It just glides through, all the hairs are separated.
Stay with me.
People ask, you know, well, how do you bathe a cat? The short answer is quickly.
The oatmeal's going to gently scrub the skin to get a lot of that dander off.
It's hard work. I'd put it right up there with construction as far as the difficulty of the work.
We're just about done, I promise.
Some people have a gentle touch and some people don't. I just feel very relaxed around cats.
I like to wrap them in a little microfiber cloth, and we roll them in the beach towel, and we make a little burrito.
You know, I always hear people talk about follow your passion, do something that really brings joy to your life for a living. And I feel lucky because I am now finally one of those people that I do what I enjoy for a living, and I'm able to maintain a decent lifestyle doing it.
Alex Perry is a professional cat groomer in Seattle, Washington. He spoke to us about his career switch for our series on people adapting to a changing economy.